FarmWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
In back-to-back weeks, here we come with a personal connection. Italy is getting some love from us for these next 10 minutes, and today's G-Block is sponsored by Colette.
The 2024 Holiday Gift Guide is up on the Colette website, and their Big Black Friday sale starts early this Monday, so think travel this holiday season. And if you love to travel like we do, but you're not a fan of all the travel planning, we say go guided with Colette and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, which means you get to enjoy your destination without all the stress of making those travel plans.
You know, Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time to do your own thing. As a show fan, visit Colette.com this weekend for that 2024 holiday gift guide savings, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Italian travel expert and host of the PBS series Dream of Italy joins us today for our latest personal connection segment. Let's bring Kathy McCabe in now on the show hotline.
Well, nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today, Kathy.
Hi, great to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate a little bit of your time today. So for anyone listening who may be hearing your voice for the first time today, and maybe they're not familiar with your TV series, Dream of Italy, even though they should be, we appreciate that you actually explore some of your family roots in Italy during the first season. So I've also done some of this personally with Mary, so it's relatable to us. But specific to you, Kathy, share with folks tuned in, you know, what finding that Italian town of your heritage meant to you.
Well, it actually ended up changing my entire life. My grandfather had tried to find his father's ancestral hometown in the 60s. He was on a cruise ship. He got off. He asked to be taken to Casavettere. He did in Naples. So it's outside of Naples. He was taken to the wrong town, couldn't rectify the mistake. And 30 years later, my mother and I went and found the town. And 36 hours about later, he died. Back in the U.S. after we'd sort of accomplished his mission. And I fell in love with Italy and started, worked in journalism for a number of years, but then started a travel publication and website, and which morphed into a PBS travel series, Dream of Italy. So it actually, that trip changed the whole course of my life and my career.
I feel like your grandfather, in his own way, spiritually, really
kinda
has had
a
huge impact on your life. So let's talk a little bit about the fact that you are in our personal connection segment today. We talk about travel as transformative. Clearly, you already are out of the gates here with your own personal transformation in terms of your family's impact. I personally think you don't have to move to another country or even fully immerse for a long time to get huge benefits from a really good trip. In general, before we get into Italy, I'd enjoy hearing what are some elements of travel you most connect with, whether it's people, food, something else, all of the above.
Hey, hidden gems, whatever that's right.
Gosh, I love all the people that I've met along the way, many of whom I've filmed with, and they've become friends, and I've gone back to see them. I think Italy and Italians are so warm and generous and full of life. So I think it is those personal connections. And I see travelers making these all the time. You know, they go to a winery. They enjoy a day with the family that runs the vineyard. They order the wine. They have it at home for the holidays. They go back the next year and see that same family again. It's sort of a benchmark for life, some of these people that we meet.
So let's do a little bit of a deep dive with Italy, since that's your area of expertise. It's a country we love. We're always eager to get back to it. Robert and I have been many times.
Well, we just got back. We were just there.
We were just in Rome and Sardinia as well. But we've gotten to the point when we go back to Rome, I'll use Rome as an example, we don't even plan. We just walk and see where it takes us. And it always takes us somewhere wonderful. It could be because there's gelato everywhere. But, you know, every time you come around a corner, you see something beautiful. How would you personally describe the country of Italy and the essence of it for people who maybe haven't visited?
You know, it's just life in technicolor. It's just life times a thousand. The beauty is incomparable, of course. The landscapes and the colors, the flavors. I mean, a tomato in Italy is just like a religious experience, the taste of it. It's just an incredible feeling of being alive to be in Italy. And so much history, you know, thousands of years. so many layers of history. So many people, including in my own, my ancestors were Norman invaders. So many people actually occupied the area that's now Italy. There's such a mix of cultures.
Yeah, there absolutely is. So I want to talk about that. So my family is from Sicily. I do talk about that on the show. Certainly our audience knows that. And I remember how excited I was to share the island with Mary, you know, years ago. And then we've taken our two sons subsequently since a few times. So Sicily is a very different type of Italian experience. It's a mix of cultural influences you're talking about, like Greek and, you know, Arabic, and you've got Jewish and African and others. Sardinia, where we just were, as Mary said, is very different from, let's say, Portofino or the Emilia-Romagna region, right? Yeah. So my point is, I think people don't realize the real diversity that exists in Italy. Have you found that to be true?
Yeah. No, I think that it's a surprise. You know, you can go 10 miles and the cuisine is totally different, or the, you know, the accent is different. So that is why Italy is just ripe for return visits. You're never going to have the same experience. You go to the south, it's different from the north, but there are these commonalities, of course, some in the cuisine, some, but there's definitely varieties and the culture and the people. So there, you could go, I mean, I try to calculate how many times I've been. It's probably somewhere near 70 to 80 times.
I love that kind of thing.
Many times for work, obviously. And, you know, have I been everywhere? No. No, so you have a whole sort of buffet of choices when it comes to Italy, and I think that sometimes in travel planning, hard for people to decide exactly, okay, where do I go? And I think some of the shows, some of the recent episodes I've done, we did one on Caserta in the south, mm-hmm. Modena in the north.
That's a great place to go. I agree with you 100% on that. No question.
Yeah.
And beyond the car aspect of it, just from the food scene there, very different.
Oh, yeah, food. Absolutely. The food. And I interviewed Massimo Bottura, and he's in, and his wife has built such an incredible empire there. In both episodes, you have Parmigiano, you have Balsamico, you have a beautiful countryside. I miss it just talking about it.
So, Kathy, as you're talking about it, we just got back from Rome, and I'm sitting here thinking I'm ready to go back to Italy again and again and again.
Yeah.
So looking forward in 2025, even though I hate moving off the topic of Italy, since Thanksgiving is upon us this week and 2025 is going to be here before you know it, you mentioned your magazine. You've built quite a life with your travels to Italy, your media platforms, your shows. Why don't you share what's ahead for you for next year?
Well, I have a new series that will be premiering on PBS stations in January called Dream of Europe. I've sort of expanded out to the continent. We go to London, Greece, Albania, the French Alps, and it just gives, it's more of this formula of authentic experiences, great people, culture, cuisine, and a little bit of adventure.
And did I see you're going to, did you say Malta, or did I read that somewhere? Malta?
Yeah, Malta. Did I forget Malta? No, I love
Malta.
Malta is another great melting pot in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, when we were just in the north of Italy, we met somebody from Malta, and they were talking about how much they love. Now, it's funny that
she moved there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But she was actually coming to Italy for the food and so forth. But she did say they had great food there as well. Yeah, I am curious, you know, you think about, is there a part of it? What Mary said to you as well, because we have covered, you know, extensively so much of Italy, and Mary and I just have all these favorite nooks that we go back to. That's one of the reasons we keep going back, just to go back with. Sometimes it could be your food, maybe it's a museum, maybe it's a cultural thing that we do. But is there something that when you go back, let's say not for work, that you just say you've got time, you want to go, a place that you like to return, you know, consistently?
My favorite is Saturnia, which is in the Maremma area of Tuscany, these ancient hot springs. And I like to go to the resort there.
Yeah,
That's my place.
I can completely appreciate that. And I will say just something. I love what you said about the tomatoes. You know, Mary and I, it's a long story, and I won't get into it too much here. Obviously, we're running out of time. We only got about 40 seconds. But we actually
had that religious experience.
We had the tomatoes on Mount Etna. They were so great. We actually brought seeds back and grow them in our own garden. And I will tell you, they don't taste the same in America. We've tried, but I think it's the whole experience there. But it just, what an opportunity to be able to go and experience. And for folks who are listening right now, who have not been to Italy, I don't know what you're waiting for. I mean, it's just a place you got to go and you got to love. So, Kathy, you got about 20 seconds. Anything else you want to share with us?
Just go. You know, go now. Bye. that's the biggest thing. You know, your life will be exponentially better to, if you make that journey now, it really is life changing for people. Italy really turn something on in us.
Well, the website for you, you can connect with Kathy yourself, folks, dreamofitaly.com, dreamofitaly.com. Nice connecting with you today, Kathy. Have a pleasant Thanksgiving this week.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, Kathy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, now we're ready to go back to Italy,
pack
folks.
Pack up and go to Italy again.
it is such a great country to go visit. That's all
again,
I can say on that.
Again, it is.
Next, it is Rudy in the CDC. RJ is coming right behind him with today's Open Road. And then Mary and I are going to talk holiday travel that's ahead with AAA. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.